that when a lover succeeds, he falls for flat.
Okay. All right.
Deja vu, and I got another clip down a deja crew. I said, piss that, dumb people with the piss that. Just cause I'm pissed don't mean you piss that. Many pities and hundreds all the praise. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke.
I'm doing some pivotal shit in Metal Gear. I messed with it a brief little bit today, during the day.
And that's life. To learn how to treat her, I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex and I rock a Rolex and I lounge on Lex and I love sex and I wave checks on sets that be trying to flex like Dex. Nigga, God rest his guns. Oh, niggas got crazy gain out the crazy loop. That little nigga don't hit crazy pay. Niggas out of green shit on lock.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this shit be going on. So tell me where you at.
Uptown, baby, we gets down, baby. I'm on the crowd, baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby, I'm on the crowd, baby.
Yo, the is parked in the lot right next to the heat cop for these blocks that is walking around thinking shit's great. Stop me, maybe I'm living life plain class flawless and hoes callers. I'm comfortable with which I broke it high. Keep your eye on the fire with the snitches for these hoes.
That's like looking around the room, the cameraman, he's shooting at me. I'm shooting lines and in your head, fam. I got the Patriots up on the screen, that's how I do this. But why they winning? Cause the balls ain't deflated yet, get it? Then this is how I spit it. You know I ripped it. Off the top, they calling the phone lines. I got
topical. Your topical freestyles.
I was on next Friday. Yeah. Don't get that, man. Like I said, my point earlier was, it don't matter what religion, where you're from, none of that. Support real hip hop, man. This is a real artist right here.
True indeed.
Shout to Beach Record, shout to Lecrae.
True indeed.
Can we play another joint up now? Or you want me to? I mean, it's on you, bro.
Nelson's like, yeah, play another record, man. He's about to run over there and pick it himself.
Let's do. We could premiere another one too. You want to do Desperado?
Let's do it, man.
Do Desperado, hear my heart.
Do Desperado, man.
Bang.
Yo, Andy, you know
what? Shout
to Illmind. Let's get the lad and then come back up here and play it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Shout to Illmind. Yo, Patriots scored.
No, I'm on.
What up, Pittsburgh?
Fuck Brady.
No!
Is there real football on now? great because now you get to have conversations with people about like the quality of their fantasy football team. Like, great, awesome. I'm psyched to hear about it. Oh God. Satellite radio's gone fucking bananas. Alternative music has gone fucking nuts. It says Father John Mist, Chateau Lobby number 4 on the display, which I assume is a song and artist. But maybe it's a tip. Maybe I need to go to the misty area, and then go to the chateau and go to lobby number 4. And extract Father John. This can mean a lot of things. This can mean a lot of things. Okay, that station's fine. This station's still not fine. That's a pretty dope cut. I mean, heard a lot of, you know, glitch over the years, but like this is, you know, they're really advancing the medium, advancing the genre, pushing it forward in a lot of really important ways, I think. Thank you. Station is also hip-hop station is gone, the other one fine. This one also fine. Maybe it's just like all of the stations on one specific transponder are fucked or something. Oh no. This would be that Macklemore song that everyone loves so much. But the station is not working. What am I gonna do? Alright, the Pitbull station still works. Everything's fine. It's a good Michael Jackson song. Oh, of course. A fucking course! What's the fucking station that works? Oh, the one playing fucking Smash Mouth. Great. Perfect. Fucking perfect. Or maybe this is the fuck. Maybe this is fucked up too. And this is what the song sounds like. Fucked up. I don't know. All that we have, this is all that's left. Else is reporting issues with these stations. I assume it can't just be me. Thank you.
XM's Classic Rewind. Black Crowes singer Chris Robinson talks about Hard to Handle.
Oh, finally.
It's Otis Redding's song, which is a matter of great confusion and anger because there's a whole group of people who think it's a Grateful Dead song, and then there's other people who think it's a Black Crowes song. Some people think it's a Tom Jones song. He does a great version of it from the Flamingo Hotel, like 69. It's a great starting point for where we went.
Radio Sirius XM channel 147 and on Sirius XM.
All right, this still works.
Demand. And I thought it was a good idea for us to kind of address that whole issue. To Cindy, you come from a farming, ranching, you know, family on the middle of Kansas. The way that we transport animals from one point to the other, that's a pretty big deal, I think. Cattle people, horse people, doesn't matter as far as, you know, just costs and doing business.
Yeah, it just seems like the majority is getting so far removed from agriculture and just their understanding of how it all works that Cindy does such a great job, not only for the support of rodeo, but just for, you know, keeping ag positively influenced, I guess, there. So we appreciate having her on and her input because she does put it in English for us, which is always helpful.
Exactly. What are the percentages? Less than 2% of the population now makes its living in agriculture?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but I know it's a lot less than it used to be.
It's tiny. It is absolutely tiny. PBR this weekend will be in Springfield, Missouri. A three-day event starts tomorrow night, continues through Sunday. The Professional Bull Riders first ever Blue Death Velocity Tour Finals are coming up the second weekend of October in Louisville, Kentucky. And one of the guys who's... to the album that they had planned. Then all of a sudden, you know, stars aligned, and they did. They changed their mind, and it's become massive. Shut Up and Dance, 19, Walk the Moon.
Thank you, Ryan Seacrest. HD Radio, I can trust in a crisis like this. Satellite radio, unreliable.
It's a lot of culture there, and it's a lot of beauty that comes from coming out of that struggle. But that struggle was so real that, brother, like, that crab in a barrel mentality is prevalent. So I mean, you get the real, you get the real hip hop head. The people that's really that real hip hop scene, that backpacker scene, the hipster scene. You'll get those. But then, by me being a guy that people can look to and see, like that. Okay, I went to school, I went to college, I played basketball, but I also had to do some things I'm not proud of that people know me for too. So I'm able to maneuver through all crowds, you feel me? Which I think is rare. So when you ask me the question, I'm automatically thinking like radio. But as far as the people, now we good. The love is there.
So you just said you came off tour. Where have you been? Where is the love, like, just...
The love, Richmond, I'm going to say it right now.
Richmond, Virginia?
Richmond was crazy. Richmond was lit.
I love Richmond. That's another city. That's a great... Have you been to Richmond? Richmond's an hour north of Norfolk, but still
lit. I've been to Norfolk many times. That's actually the first place I've ever went on tour in Norfolk. I don't think I've ever been to Richmond.
The sub cities. Richmond.
Charlotte was crazy. We only did four. I did Baltimore first. We started in Baltimore. Then we did DC. DC was lit.
we did Richmond was just like, man, that energy was crazy. That was probably the best. That was probably the best crowd we had, as far as like really not just standing there, just you know what I mean, really going.
Not
crazy.
Like a rapper for rapper convention.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So are they following you now? Richmond follows you on Twitter.
And that's what's crazy. That's what's that. Like that's the beauty. Like this is that was my first time actually doing that many shows back to back to back. You see what I'm saying? So that really, like, my show game actually improved dramastically just by seeing, like...
Dramastically.
That's a great word. That's the Hennessy-induced word.
That's dramatic and drastically in one.
That's actually a dope word.
That's a schism right there. I want to use that.
Right. But being able to see, like, being able to read the crowd, like, one thing I won't do now, I won't go into a show with a set list. You see, like, I'll see the crowd, I'll kind of, like, see what's going on, and then we can kind of vibe off it from there. You know, like, I'm not really concerned about getting, like Blasey. But I know I got a big catalog, you feel me? As long as I lock in, as long as we rehearse every song, like, I'm big on rehearsals. As long as we rehearse every record, now we can kind of switch things around based on city to city, based on the vibe that's there. And I learned that specifically from this tour.
Gotcha.
Baltimore Ellis is here. Let's get some Baltimore love in the fall, man. 888-742-3345. Which one you want to get into off the tape, bro?
Man, let's give him a Brace the Grind.
Brace the Grind,
let's
man.
Give him Brace the Grind.
Ellis, let's go.
Like one, I call you
sign,
cause you shine like one. Like one. I call you sign, cause you shine like one.
A brand new, get it through. I make the planetary like Doctor Who.
Seems like the issue may have been corrected. Yes. I'm okay with that. We'll be right back.
was the soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever? And what movie star John Travolta's soundtrack was the number two best-selling album of the year? Think about the answer and some music from it in 10 minutes.
Yo, why are you driving slow in the fast lane? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? We're at the county line. We should be doing like 1,000 miles an hour. Now this station is just popping. I assume that's not part of the song. That's pretty cool.
Generation of classic rock without the tapes. Classic Rewind on SiriusXM.
Oh, Rick Mahorn as they catch you up with the latest from around the NBA with Off the Dribble. Listen for behind-the-scenes stories from life on the road to dissecting social media beefs between legendary NBA players.
Oh, yeah.
Interact with the show via Twitter at CBSXMNBA is one word. CBS XM NBA Radio, CBS 207 XM 86, or the new and improved CBS XM app starts tomorrow at high noon Eastern. Now, over to Jim Carroll.
We will dissect the social media beefs of the NBA players. I don't know why you would have the fucking people on the First Wave station trying to promote the basketball state. Well, I don't know. Who knows? People like sports. Whatever. Sometimes you want to listen to people who died and then fucking have a heated debate as if you think Horace Grant belongs in the NBA Hall of Fame or not. Construction, traffic, snarl.
Bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. The next drinking, chicken crystal eating, biscuit fucking sucking, motherfucker.
You're still somebody's booty call. Backspin, baby.
Have a good 1992, everybody.